1863. 16. The Great Game. George Sharp was in Washington on February 3rd, depositing his regiment's pay and wiring a money draft to his uncle Jansen to be put in a New York bank for his men. Sharp had other things on his mind that day. He wrote his uncle that he might be joining General Hooker's staff. "I have the offer if I choose to accept it," he said. But he kept quiet about what exactly this staff work entailed, hinting only to Uncle Jansen that it was now keeping him extremely busy in Washington. Sharp had just returned to the Capitol at 11 p.m. on February 7th from a side trip to Baltimore the day before. "This is confidential," he warned his uncle. "Don't tell anyone about the Baltimore trip. I hope to be able to see you soon, and then you will know more of it." Sharp's wife, Carrie, would visit him at the end of February, and he would have an opportunity then to confide in her. Sharp had good reason to be close-mouthed. He had not yet accepted Hooker's offer, but he agreed to do a favor for the general, which was why he traveled to Baltimore. There he met, at Barnum's Hotel, Colonel Daniel Van Buren, a fellow lawyer from Kingston and now an adjutant at Fort Monroe. The two men discussed how the Potomac Army could put spies behind Confederate lines, posing as Union deserters or contraband smugglers. Of all things, it was Sharp's fluency in French that had brought him to the attention of Hooker. When the general took command of the Army of the Potomac on January 26th, he had apparently heard the story about one of his officers who had put the French regiment on the correct line in the Fredericksburg battle. Hooker summoned that officer. He asked Sharp how fast he could translate French. "About as fast as he could read it," the colonel responded. Hooker handed Sharp a book written in French describing the organization of that country's secret service and asked Sharp to translate it. Sharp did, and then asked to be returned to his regiment. But Hooker, impressed with the colonel's language skills, instead asked him to submit a plan for organizing a secret service. Sharp again complied.